Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 16th, 2019. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp twin elevators will be installed in a new 47-story tower in the La Défense district of Paris. A London Tube intersection upgrade includes new elevators, escalators, and moving walks. Renderings of a proposed high-rise in New York City's Nomad neighborhood show an Art Deco-inspired exterior, and reservations are being accepted for the 45th annual Pop Joe Golf outing.
Hecla, a 220-meter-tall, 47-story tower designed by Jean Nouvel in Paris' La Défense business district, will be outfitted with 22 ThyssenKrupp twin elevator units, each consisting of two cabinets moving in one shaft. Co-developed by AG Real Estate and Hines, the tower will have 66,000 square meters of office space to house approximately 5,800 people, a 2,500-square-metered terrace, restaurants, and a business center. Designed to the highest environmental standards, it is scheduled for completion by 2022. Besides the twin elevators that travel up to 7 meters per second, the order also includes a climbing elevator for use during construction and a 12 conventional elevator and escalator units. Following D2 and Trinity Towers, both La Défense Odeon Tower in Monte Carlo, Monaco, and In-City Tower in Lyon, France, Hecla is ThyssenKrupp's fifth building in the region implementing twin.
Transport for London, or TfL, is upgrading Bank and Monument, the third busiest intersection in the London Underground. City Metric, a division of the British magazine New Statesman, pointed out when calling for a revamp of the system's tube maps. Expected to be complete in 2022, the work includes two new elevators, 12 new escalators, and two new moving walks, along with various new entrances, Transport for London says. Two new lifts and four escalators debuted at the new Walbrook station entrance in November 2018. Until 2021, approximately 200 staff, including engineers, will be on site 24 hours a day, according to TfL.
Renderings reveal the Art Deco-inspired look by Cetra Ruddy architecture of a 49-story, 639-foot-tall residential tower posed to rise at 20 East 29th Street in the Nomad neighborhood of New York City, New York UMB reports. Concrete mixers, pumps, and a rigging crane are on site now in advance of construction and anticipated completion in roughly 2021. Developed by the Rockefeller Group, the tower will contain 123 residences of various sizes, including duplexes with two-story windows and private outdoor terraces on floors 40 through 43. Notable features include chevron-shaped dark terracotta panels between windows on 8-parameter columns on the structure's north side.
The Pop Joe 45th Annual Memorial Invitational Golf Outing will take place on June 10th at the North Hempstead Country Club in Port Washington, New York, rain or shine. This fundraising event, benefiting the Elevator Escalator Safety Foundation, annually honors Pop Frohlinger and Joe Marchese. This year, an additional honoree is Teresa Witham, longtime executive director of the National Association of Elevator Contractors. A double shotgun start at 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. will each follow breakfast and precede lunch, a cocktail hour, and dinner. All is included for the full registration price of $450. Dinner registration only is $200. For more information or to register, email Jay Frohlinger, that's J-F-R-O-H-L-I-N-G-E-R, at mcontrols.com, or visit the website popjoe.com, that's P-O-P-J-O-E.com. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.